All right. Well, this is Mrs. Jones.
This is Mr. Rich.
And today we're discussing Edgar Allan Poe and the choices that he made in his life. So without further ado, let's dig into the life of Poe and all of his vast and many decisions he made over his 40 years.
Yeah, so looking at the poem period, surely in American history, we know that tuberculosis was very prevalent. Mr. Can you speak to any statistics that conveys how widespread tuberculosis was?
Sure, like tuberculosis over the years, according to the National Jewish Health Authorities, that nationaljewish.org, they have done a lot of research into this. And tuberculosis is actually a very ancient disease. It's been around the world for over 15,000 years. And it is stated that over the course of history, approximately one out of every seven deaths that have occurred up till now has been as the result of tuberculosis.
Right. And even following on that, if you were diagnosed with tuberculosis, roughly 66% of people died within 5 years. So it wasn't even necessarily quick death. And I think that influenced Poe in watching so many of his loved ones slowly waste away into the shell of a person they once were.
I think they used to actually call it consumption because of what you just described about how it would actually consume them, their muscles and just their lives. And they would literally just vanish. And so they called it consumption, which is such a morbid way to die. Coupling that with coughing up blood and just not being able to breathe, it sounds extremely miserable. I think also coupled with that is the fact that he watched his mom waste away and die at such a young age, and then he stayed in his mom's room where after she died for several days. That sounds like that was a traumatic experience for Poe and really set him up for failure and set him up for being just kind of disappointed with life as he went on. I think also the fact that all of his family members that liked him, there are that loved him at some point, they died. It really took away any support system that Poe had getting older. So
right. And so following on that train of thought, Poe is known for turning to the bottle. And so, Ms. Jones, can you speak to statistics of the amount of alcohol consumption in the United States during that time period?
So Poe was actually known as an alcoholic, which means he must have been a super alcoholic, because at that time in history, it was actually at the time, according to BBC News, that Americans actually drank the most. So just to give you a little perspective, in the 1830s, consumption of alcohol peaked at 7 gallons a year. That's not 7 gallons of wine. That's 7 gallons of the actual alcohol in the wine. So that is a crazy amount when you consider that today, when we have access to alcohol around every corner, Americans drink an average of about 2.7 gallons per year.
Right, right. And maybe his underlying desire to go to the bottle highlights the tragedy of his life, which is where love seems to be with him for a moment and then fade away due to tuberculosis. And no doubt this affected the way that he wrote. And so, Ms. Jones, how do you think that alcoholism and tuberculosis ultimately led him to live a life in poverty?
Well, I think that goes back to him not having his support of his family, which we were very highly, dependent on our family. If they had any means whatsoever, there weren't enough, as many jobs for people of his class. He actually, when his mother died, he was actually taken in by a couple of actually pretty wealthy family friends. And the mom took to him really well, but of course she died of tuberculosis. The father actually did not. And he actually left him out of his will. He actually had a huge dislike for Poe and actually did not take care of him at all. So Mr. Rich, did you know that Edgar Allan Poe actually attended university?
I did not know that.
He did. He attended the University of Virginia, but he only lasted 10 months. He enrolled in February. By December, he was out. So do you have any idea why he dropped out?
Does it have to do with lack of desire, maybe?
No, actually, he loved college and he was very successful. What it was his foster dad. His dad had sent him there with not enough money. So he was only able to enroll in two courses. The typical at that time was three. He only had enough money for that. And he lived in extreme poverty, even as a college student. Now, today, the University of Virginia is very proud that he was a student there. But at the time, he didn't even have enough money to buy furniture. At that time, you had to rent your furniture for your dorm room. And he was so poor at one point that he actually had to burn his furniture to keep warm.
Wow.
And so he didn't even have enough money for heat. So if you think about the fact that he only made $300 ever from his writing, then $30 for a class, which was about how much it cost for a college course back then, that was a lot of money, like, for him. And so him not being able to support himself, that kind of defeated the fact about him not being able to support himself, get a degree, which would have made him maybe more employable.
Right. And that's a good point. So over the years post Poe's death, laws have been developed that advocate for the author to have copyright laws, meaning that people cannot steal their work and make money off of it. And so we need to look at how has that changed after Poe's death. What happens if someone were to, for instance, copy a book and then sell it as their own?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because the way that the copyright laws have changed have gone from when America, let me back up, when America was founded, the founding fathers actually did consider copyright law. But they thought, because the country was so new and the country needed everybody's input and innovations, actually valued society more than the author or the creator. So if somebody produced something, they had limited rights to it. So they actually limited their effect. They could only keep it for, say, 14 years, if at all. And if it was deemed necessary for the public, then, you know, the government could claim access to it and let it be freely reproduced. So by the time that Poe comes around, you actually had to jump through a lot of hoops in order to make it copyrighted. And if he didn't, he obviously was drunk all the time and not very mentally stable. So he probably didn't jump through those hoops, and his stuff was readily copyrighted. Nowadays, copyright law has changed so much that all you have to do is say something is finished and put it out there and it's copyright. You don't have to jump through anything. So everything now is assumed to be copyrighted, which is the exact opposite of Poe. Poe would have benefited from that greatly, because his work was considered amazing, but there was just no real way for a writer to make money then.
Right. So it sounds like Poe would have very much benefited immediately from the laws being implemented in his time.
Because he wasn't an employable.
Right. And again, it goes back to tuberculosis affecting his family, which potentially led him to drink so heavily, which only encouraged poverty with no support system. It's hard to break out of that cycle. And so these all influenced together to create the Poe that we know today.
And I mean, there were writers. And so obviously some writers were able to make some money. But to be honest, writing wasn't considered a very viable profession. At that time, it was really a side job. So, for example, the creator of Sherlock Holmes is widely known as the creator of Sherlock Holmes. That is Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. But in his life, he was a doctor. And so he supported himself as a doctor. His novels did become popular, and he eventually did stop practicing. But really, he had to have that. Because he had an education, he was able to still support himself, whereas Edgar Allan Poe could not hold down a job. So why do you think that he was so unemployable? What do you know about him that made him so unemployable?
I think it's a variety of reasons. potentially being a college dropout from the Army, maybe his case of the gloomies, really affected the way that people perceived him. In fact, if you're staggering drunk into places all the time, maybe that is a quality that employers would not want to employ in their business.
Right. Or a girlfriend.
Yes.
So it wasn't a very, wasn't a very attractive person. Also, he did eventually get a job as a newspaper man, but he was a critic, and he was so scathing in his criticism that people hated him. imagine that. So he just wasn't a very, agreeable guy. I think the alcoholism does play a part in that. I think his frustration from being unemployable had something to do with it. He did join the Army briefly, but he was eventually kicked out. But he made it so that he would get kicked out. So did you know that he was in the Army?
I didn't know, but I did not know that he played it in such a way that he was released.
Yes, he actually joined the Army, and then he actually attended West Point, which was and probably still is the most prestigious academy for the military that exists in America. He actually attended that. I can't actually picture Poe as a military person, I guess, from my own kind of prejudices. But he actually did go. He could not hang with it eventually. So he actually paid another person to take his spot in his roll calls. But then he kind of defaulted and didn't pay the guy his full amount. And so I think that was kind of the breakdown. I think that actually precipitated his foster father actually cutting him out of the will. When he heard these kind of stories that how dishonorable he was as a person, people actually were like, no, his stepfather was like, no, I'm not going to associate, my name with you. So God, who knows what Poe would have been able to produce had he been born to a different, circumstances. I don't know. I kind of feel like because of this gloominess, his writing, like you said, was so intense, and that is what people drew it to him. So I don't know if he would have been as great had he not had that dark place within himself. What do you think?
I agree. I think he harnessed circumstances to his advantage, and it struck a chord clearly with Americans and people across the world, because our circumstances help shape us in the way in which we respond to them. And so this helped create Edgar Allan Poe that we know and love.
All right. Thank you for listening to our podcast on Edgar Allan Poe. We'll see you next time.